Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia, 7:31 now. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. A new COVID-19 testing lab at Delaware State University's Northern Campus has an ambitious goal to move from processing the regular testing of student athletes and then the rest of campus to handling thousands daily for the greater community. WHYY's Chris Barish visited the lab that Newcastle County is funding with $5 million of its coronavirus relief money.
Audrey Janga is hunched over a set of COVID-19 samples in front of a negative pressure hood. She clicks on each test tube containing the testee's saliva using a device that looks like a scanner from the checkout line at Home Depot.
So now I'm accessioning the samples. I'm scanning them in so that the big machine can understand what's in each well.
Janga is working with fellow Delaware State science grad Edward Addison at the new lab south of Wilmington. They perform some 6 steps that include heating the samples in an incubator and running them through a whirring centrifuge before determining whether they are positive or negative.
Well, once the samples get here, we can give results within 2 hours.
That's much faster than the 2 to 3 days it often takes now using out-of-state labs. The Delaware State Lab hopes to get the cost of testing for more than $100 using the navel or saliva swabs to less than $15 per sample because it uses a test that involves simply spitting into a test tube. Dr. Harris Curtis is the lab's medical director.
This gives us the ability to test large quantities of people. We hope to be able to start doing up to 5,000 tests per day. The more people we test, the more we find out who has been infected. We can quarantine that person.
Officials also say that post-COVID, the lab can conduct testing in future health crises. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.